Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Film Buds podcast. This is episode number 52, and my name is Henry.
Chloe.
And it's just us today. Brayden is continuing to have pretty hectic, hectic times at work, and so he always wishes he could be here, but I doubt it. Yeah, but anyhow, we are going to be talking about the Sundance film from this year, American Animals, and then we're also going to be doing a retro review of another heist film, The Bling Ring.
Teenagers.
Yeah, the Sofia Coppola film from 2013. Then some other stuff. We have some mail and all that good stuff.
There's like no news again, so.
Yeah.
Skip it over that far.
But how are you, Chloe?
I'm okay. I'm all colorful again.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, less so, kind of.
How's the tie-dye going?
It was good. It was, you know, it's just busy.
Yeah.
But, meh. There's one kid at camp who's like obsessed with me. I don't know her deal. She's really cute, but she just like stares at me all the time. So I don't know if I like offend her or what. Maybe I have like a ghost and she can see ghosts. I don't know. It could be a wide variety of sort of lost reasons.
Strange.
Isn't that?
Yeah, little bit.
But, and then, you know, we make the crazy chairs, so they're animal-shaped chairs.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, a kid tried to, not like playing around. It was meant genuinely. She has a horse, and so she wanted to look just like her horse.
Right.
It was a male horse, and it was shocking. We all said, no. Unnecessary.
Ah.
Isn't that weird?
Did she try to make it anatomically correct? Ah.
Low-key, you'd think it'd be a boy. Not to be judgy. Who might do that?
Well, yeah.
But, no.
More power to her.
No, we took it off. Sorry.
That's okay.
There's limits.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and I saw your, the other day, both your sister came in early in the morning and then your mother later in the day. Hadn't seen her for a while, so that was nice. Seems like she's doing okay.
Yep.
Hope so.
Everybody's great.
Yeah, good. I always see your dad at Weaver Street.
At the Weave?
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Just kidding.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like super high energy because I'm like working like 7 to like 8 every day. Cray-cray. But here I am.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for having me. Nice to sit down.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I submitted my application for the job at work. Haven't heard anything back, so.
I believe in you.
Strong mark so far.
I definitely believe. What does that mean?
Wow, it's been a few days.
Henry, okay, we'll talk about it. That's silly. I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, I'm sure it is, but.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Could be something, could be not, so. We'll see.
Everything's something.
Yeah. Other than that, yeah, I wish more was going on that I would feel the need to talk about, but there's not much.
I mean, same here.
To be honest.
I can't remember anything I've done, as we've discussed before, like, last 24 hours. Everything just slips away. Mm-hmm. It might be a coping mechanism. I don't know. Not sure.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well,
let's dive
in. We can just jump in. Yeah, not much else to say. But, all right. Well, we can do our review of American Animals, and we have a clip, so take a listen.
You ever feel like you're waiting for something to happen? That thing that could, make your life special?
Yeah. Like what?
Exactly.
Through these doors, John James Audubon. His book is the most valuable in existence.
$12 million in rare books and only one old lady guarding it.
What?
I think you know what.
All right. American Animals is directed by, written and directed by Bart Layton. Stars Evan Peters, Ann Dowd, Blake Jenner, Barry Keoghan.
George. His name is just George.
Ah, okay.
From Dunkirk.
Udo Kier, Jared Abrahamson. That's about it, I think. And the synopsis is...
The real guys. Spoiler alert.
Four young men mistake their lives for a movie and attempt one of the most audacious heists in U.S. history.
Wow.
So this one was at Sundance this year. I didn't get... I think I had...
You put the bid in?
I had tickets for it, but...
And you didn't go?
No, it was something dealing with...
You could have seen Evan Peters in the flesh.
No, this was in the latter half. You would have been gone by then.
Okay.
But, no, I think it was due to, like, some, like, weather. Like, I couldn't get to where the theater was because there was...
that's devastating.
So, or it was something like that. Heard good things about it, but, well, what'd you think?
Okay, first off, I need to say this or it's just going to be in my mind the whole time. Didn't the one guy look just like Jacob Number One?
The one guy?
The FBI guy. The boy, the guy who wanted to be in the FBI.
Which one is he?
The one who's not famous yet.
Oh, literally, yeah.
The one who's not famous.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks just like Jacob Number One.
Yeah, the actor or the real guy?
The actor.
Yeah, he does.
Do you even have to ask? He looks just the whole time. I could not stop thinking. I thought, oh, my God.
Yeah, if you want to get a
crazy
look at who...
doppelganger.
Who our good buddy Jacob may look like.
Definitely looks like just like him.
Check out this film.
But, yeah, you have to see him in this movie because he doesn't look like it's super out of the movie. But anyway, yeah, that was crazy. I don't know who your celebrity doppelganger is, Henry. Mm. I don't think... Maybe you're yours, and that's why.
Oh, there is a weird... Not for me, but... There's an actress who plays a supporting character.
And she looks just like you.
No. There goes the male guy who plays a supporting character who looks almost exactly like Amy Winehouse. Like really, almost... It's like the hair... Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. I'm like, oh, hey. But then, no, that's not Amy Winehouse.
No, probably not.
No.
Wouldn't think so. I don't know who my celebrity person is either.
You might. Everybody's got one.
I don't know yours either, though.
We'll find out.
About it, I guess. Yeah.
There's bound to be one.
Mine might be Harry Styles.
That makes sense. But what'd you think of the movie?
Oh, my God. Should I start?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Okay. I know. I have not stopped thinking about it since I saw it for, like, a second. Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of time.
Triggered, honestly. I don't know. It was just... Yeah, it was intense. Okay, it was... It has taken the place as my favorite movie of the year so far.
Really?
For sure.
Hmm.
You didn't like it?
No, I liked it. I just, it's not there for me, but...
Absolutely my favorite movie of the year.
Wow.
It was incredible. I thought so well crafted. You know I like me some Edgar Wright. It had that kind of artistic flair.
It's a little Edgar Wrighty.
The very beginning, I was getting a little rolly of the eyes at some of the... So he did lots of really cool tricks, basically. I did not like when they were repeated. Do you know what I mean?
When?
I'm trying to think of I can't, like, say anything, though. But, like, the minor kind of tie-ins between the story and the real people, blah, blah, blah. So just once it got repetitive. That is my literal single qualm with the entire movie. Yes. It was beautiful. I did have a breakdown, hyperventilating, crying on the way to my car. No joke. Yes. Yes, this movie brought out a lot of stuff in me.
I'm glad.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry that it was
okay. So also
so emotional for you.
So I did kind of. They did an excellent job. Especially, I'm glad we're talking about this in the Bling Ring because there's lots of. I think this did a lot of things right that I think that did terribly.
They're two pretty different types of movies or stories that they're telling.
They're about the exact same thing.
No, but I mean in terms of the style that they tell it.
I know. I'm just saying. I think this one did a lot of things well that did not work for me. Because this, you completely feel everything that old Barry's going through. He's like that. But I still am not convinced on George. I want to be.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm so all over the place.
No, it's okay. One thing with the Bling Ring, well, I'd say you're not supposed to be on the side of them.
Well, get there. I know that. I'm not on the side of Evan Peters at all. But I still...
I mean, in terms of the... Well, no, go on. Go on.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. Okay. So, this is not... Okay. I'll start over. Headphones are not meant for girls. Okay.
Chloe's having headphone problems.
Alright, so I'll start over. Let me start. I don't want to start. This is like the, I thought I had a bad breakdown with, what's this, it called?
Annihilation?
The other week? Oh, Annihilation this was a bad Annihilation breakdown. Yeah, this is way worse. Okay. But in a good way. It was a crazy, it was the best, yeah. Super up there movie. Okay. I could also watch it like a trillion times. To its credit, it ties in so many elements so well, I think. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
It could be a complete mess, but it's handled pretty well.
Like, I'm trying to think of, what was the one called? First Reformed?
Yeah.
It did this kind of stuff to me, but I would never watch it again. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
This movie, so good, I will watch it so many more times. Mm-hmm. I will show people. It's a really...
I will show it to people.
Yes. I'm trying to think. Well, first of all, have you seen his other movie that I'm blanking the name on really terribly? Shoot! Okay, he made like a documentary was his other big thing, and that was amazing as well. I had seen that a couple times before. It's a lot. It's
really The Imposter?
Good. Yeah, The Imposter.
I haven't seen that yet.
Really?
I don't think so.
You've got to watch it. It's really good. So that's a documentary, right? This one, I know you know I'm explaining, blends the two kind of genres, which I really admire because, as you know, I hate watching like biopics, or as my sister would say, biopics, mm-hmm. which sounds stupid, but it's fine. I guess it's a... Anyway.
I think so, it's biopics.
It's not. It's biopic.
I know.
It makes less sense, but it sounds better. So anyway. So I really don't like watching those because they're never the way it really happened. You know what I mean? And this obviously is. So he had the writer-director exchange... It was originally supposed to be a documentary, and he was talking to these four boys while they were incarcerated. I don't think that's a spoiler alert, because obviously you know that they got caught since the story is being shown in a movie.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be a bad move. Mm. Okay, so anyway. So it's supposed to be a documentary. There were letters back and forth, blah, blah, blah. So everything that happened, and they addressed that some things might... They addressed that a lot of it is by memory, so it's going to be altered a little bit. But basically, I think there was a lot of respect and empathy towards the story as a whole, which made it a lot better for me as a viewer. Like, it wasn't a heist. It's not really a heist movie. I would say no. It's still, yeah, I think it's the most realistic heist movie I've ever seen in my life.
Hmm.
That's more likely how something like this would actually transpire. But they had the, like, kind of dream sequences. They showed they kind of watched the old movies, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I like that they were like, oh, those didn't end well, though. But, yeah, it was just a lot to take in, though. So aside from all the heist stuff, it was kind of... So, like I said, they incorporate the documentary aspects, like having the real men in the movie, which just made me so emotional because, like, this one terrible decision is obviously completely all life-altering. Like, none of them have gotten over it even a little bit, mm-hmm. has gotten over it even a little bit. Especially, right. Main guy, Ben. George.
George, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be too confusing. Spencer?
Spence.
I won't say it because I think it's like a big moment in the movie, what I'm talking about as far as his current life now, that just demonstrates how, you know, one mistake that like a child, really, they were boys. They were like freshmen.
They're in college kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Like one moment that you're not even comfortable with just can destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and obviously I had a really hard time my first year in college, like feeling completely separated from everybody else.
I'd say the same for me, yeah.
Yeah, and Spencer obviously was dealing with that, and he was like an artist. Like, I just kind of relate to him a lot. And then to see his little real face was so, just gosh, it just, like, it was just unbelievable, yeah. Had a hello breakdown. But again, it's testament to how good the movie was put together. And the acting was, like, incredible. Again, not convinced about George, and I'm really sorry. Spencer, whatever.
You're not convinced?
Barry Spencer George, I don't love him. I just don't. His mouth is always open. I don't get it.
Like Brad Pitt.
I kind of like Brad Pitt.
I love Brad Pitt, of course. Yeah. But I'm just saying his mouth is always
open. George, I want to love him. I, like, have this weird, like, affinity for him. But he just doesn't quite sell me as an actor. I don't know.
I liked him in this.
Yeah, Evan Peters was obviously the glue, though. He was incredible. You know, I love Evan Peters.
Yeah,
though.
he's quite good, yeah.
He's incredible. Mm-hmm. And then when you see the real guy, you're like, you nailed it. Boo-boo?
That's what I said.
Yeah. Okay, you can go now.
All right, well, I thought it was I thought it was pretty good. I didn't love it as much as you. I mean, I think it's pretty intense.
Yeah. It's very intense.
And it's darker than I was expecting, which for the most part I liked. Although I will say, I think the third act in particular, the kind of dark tone almost became exhausting after a while. It just felt like it was taking it so seriously that it was just like one thing after another, one try.
What do you mean?
It just like in terms of how they're treating the situation and in terms of the sequence after sequence of seeing what's happening and then those consequences and just the tone that it took was almost just, it was just tiring at times. It was so grim for a situation that was not like, I felt like I was watching Evil Genius. Like these guys were the people that strapped the bomb to the woman.
Okay. So you think they're blowing out of proportion what these guys did.
And a little bit, of course, and it's completely shouldn't have done it. And it's clearly has affected all four of these guys
at least.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. But with the woman being tied up and they're feeling bad about this, I felt like it was the crime that they committed was so much less than what the tone was projecting.
Well, to them, though.
I know to them, it's like.
And that's what I loved about it, was that it really accounted for how they felt, and it really humanized the whole situation, especially in a time where we're so, what's the word I'm looking for? So kind of hollow to all this stuff,
yeah.
Right? It shows that when you cross that line, as they said, like, it just can kill you.
Yeah. I agree with that completely.
I didn't get bored like once I found the whole thing, but I can see how it would be exhausting, but I think that's the intended, because the whole movie is really about like empathy, like you're understanding the whole situation from every angle. So I see where you're coming from. I didn't think the pace was off though.
I don't think I was never bored or anything. I mean, I think it felt like it had multiple endings at times.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get that once.
Yeah. And then, I mean, while I was never bored, the third act in particular, at least how much had you seen up to that point, I was just like, all right, let's, and it was just so grim that it just was at times felt unearned for what they were showing
that's hard to understand when they're talking about these. Literally, these boys spent their, like, 20s in jail.
I know that, and I completely feel for that, but just in terms of the pacing and what they're showing, kind of beat after beat after beat after beat, I was like, all right, I understand what this is. It's just, like, it went on a little too long. It's purely just, like, the tone. It's not, I think how the characters were handled is perfect. It's just that the tone that the director had on that, it just got a little exhausting. That's all.
I don't know. I think it was perfect. I think it was supposed to be intense because obviously
I agree.
He's had a relationship with these boys for like, well, now they're men. He's had a relationship with these men for like a decade. Mm-hmm. So of course he's going to understand the struggle.
Sure.
You know, all of it. So I think it's really good to have that in a movie. And I really like that they didn't have to kill anyone for it to be dramatic. Like, doing bad things is doing bad things.
Yeah.
It's going to have an effect on people, which I think, especially, like, in this day and age, is, like, really, you know, good to highlight in that way. I don't think it's, like, so much of, especially in movies, it's, like, all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am not, I think this was really.
I mean, I appreciate it taking such a serious tone to what
is serious.
Yeah. But it just felt, at least in comparison to these other films, it just felt like it was too serious. Like, they didn't go in, mow down the library, everybody in the library, then burn the painting.
I know, but it shouldn't have to be that way, because it's about them. It's about how they felt. Guilt consumed all of them.
I know that, and it's just more purely as just a viewer. It's not like, I understood what he was going for. It's just like, after a while, I started to almost lose interest. It was just like, I was just kind of ready.
Are you thinking about, like, when he goes to his dad's for birthday, or his parents for, like, birthday time?
No.
What are you thinking about?
Just that the kind of, I'd say after the, when the heist goes wrong the second time, then everything after that. And that was purely just, like, tone. There's nothing wrong with how the characters are done, just, like, how it was presented. It was just a little, like, tiring. For me. But otherwise, I really liked it. I mean, and that wasn't a huge issue at all. But yeah, I really liked the performances a lot. all the relationships.
Yeah, you get there.
Yeah, we're all very genuine, and I like the intercutting of the real guys talking about it, and that was all done quite well, even though, like, I...
You know, those interviews were filmed a year before the rest of the movie, which was filmed in Charlotte. I'm glad I didn't know. I would have been arrested for stalking. But also, I wish I knew.
Yeah.
But yeah. Isn't that crazy? That's like an hour and a half from... No, it's like 2 hours from where we live, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Four? I don't know stuff. It's pretty close. I've only been to Charlotte once.
Yeah.
Or twice.
Yeah, like I said, it could have definitely been a mess, but it was pretty well directed. And I liked...
Especially, like, basically a feature, you know, dramatization kind of thing. Yes. He took some chances, and they really paid off.
Yeah. And, I mean, I liked some of the visuals with his directing, especially in the beginning when they're planning everything. And
yeah, I think he's really creative. I'm, like, very excited for him. Like, I think he's going to skyrocket to my, if he keeps going this way, to, like, one of my very favorite direct, like,
other
Cary Joji. Actually, he just goes by Cary Fukunaga now, I guess, but anyway. Yep.
Yeah, and I like the... Because it's kind of done from two perspectives. The Barry, and then Spencer.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah. Oh,
the two main characters.
No, Barry is Spencer.
Who's the main guy?
Oh, Evan Peters. Oh, crap.
Whatever. Evan Peters.
Warren,
and then the other guy.
Spencer.
it's kind of done in the way that
two sides of a coin kind of.
And so sometimes you're taking it or seeing it completely from one perspective and then the other. But of course, you're never really sure if that's exactly how it happened. Which they acknowledge also. And so you're like, okay, did it actually happen that way or did it not? But it's more interesting rather than frustrating.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Sure. That too.
I really liked it.
I'm glad.
The more I think about it, the more I like it. But yeah, it really really threw me a curveball. You need to be mentally and emotionally prepared to see this.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're like me, I know I'm me.
I mean, it is pretty intense. I mean, it's and I think the heists, both heist sequences are quite good.
They're so good. Oh my God.
Yeah.
The real one?
Yeah.
It was like amazing.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's one of those things, like, I have to watch this movie again because upon watching it the first time, instead of being completely wrapped up in the movie, I was just thinking, like, this is, like, amazingly done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this acting's so good. The choreography is so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I got a little taken out of it because I was so enamored, kind of. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was a kind of refreshingly well done film.
It was so artful.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty well done. And
it's like finally one of those movies where every single, you know, I referenced what Kurosawa said, every like, you should be able to take a still from any single point in the movie and have it be beautiful. And I did feel that way with this.
Really? I don't know if I got that, but I mean it was still just compositionally it was well done.
And the acting was really good.
Yeah, quite good.
Except George, you gotta sell me. I don't know.
I like him. I think he's got kind of a mysterious kind of look to him. I mean, it's just kind of like by no means. No, just kind of like this. You're never really sure what he's thinking, like in a good way. Just
right.
So it's, I think he's a pretty interesting actor usually.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's really built up his resume pretty quick.
He's had a good, year or two. Yeah,
man. But, yeah, I don't know. And it might also be, it's hard because, like, I empathize with people probably too quickly or whatever. So maybe, especially, and I really did with this character. So maybe that's why he seemed a little underwhelming to me, is because I, like, was feeling him without him giving it. Is this making any sense? Like,
I think so.
Like, my level of emotion towards the guy in every way was not matched quite by his acting. But also, they intentionally didn't interact with the real guys very much, if at all. Like, the two supporting ones. Chaz and Blake Jenner, for example, like, met after Sundance for the first time. Like, that kind of thing. But
interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it was movies like this, and also all the trailers that they had before this. I was at South Point. It's like, oh yeah, there are actually, like, interesting movies coming out.
Yeah.
It's not just all this summer schlock.
It is interesting. They played it like some summer schlock, though, didn't they? Did you get that from the trailer? The trailer, I mean, really surprised at how real and big and serious it was.
Yeah, I think just the marketing was just, it is such a small movie. It doesn't have any, like, box office draws or anything. He's not a box office draw. He may be.
He is for me.
Well, he's not a Tom Cruise or a Brad Pitt or something, you know. Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Probably never will be, but looks just like this kid I used to babysit.
I mean, he's been in the X-Men movies, and so he's getting some stuff.
American Horror Story.
Yeah, and that too.
He's huge.
So, I mean, he's done some good work.
Married to a... Not married, I'm sorry. Whoops. He's with a crazy, crazy lady who got arrested for beating him up in public twice. Oh. Emma Roberts.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
I know. Isn't that quite something?
Yeah.
But whatever works, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. You want to... Anything else?
I don't know. I feel like we should talk about it more. I love it so much. I just don't quite know what to say. I will say, my theater was not right for me in this movie.
Really?
My theater thought this movie was hilarious. And that did not help me losing my mind. No, I know. But they thought the really not funny stuff was
like what?
Funny. Like, people... Okay, first of all, I got there late, which was terrible. I had to go straight after work. Mm. And the line at the movie theater was 40 people long. I said, what is this?
I just went to the little self...
Where'd you go?
South Point.
I used my movie pass, and you can't use a movie pass at that.
At South Point?
At the little thing.
Oh, really?
You do on your own.
Oh.
But that line on both sides was like 20 people, too. So I don't know what the deal... Maybe there's a special deal on Tuesdays that I don't know about at South Point. But anyway, so it's late anyway. I went in, and the lights were down, and it was just starting. I said, oh, I made it. But then I couldn't see anything, and I didn't want to, like, disturb people's viewing and stuff. So I was like, oh, back row looks clear. I'll go to the back row. Back row wasn't clear. There was a couple, like, making out and stuff.
Hmm.
And talking, like, full volume.
Really?
And drinking, like vodka out of a bottle. I said, what is going on?
Interesting.
So that was terrible to begin with. And so then I said, this is terrible. Can't do this. So eventually I moved. Hmm. I really tried to, like, you know, look around, map it all out to see how I could best move. And I did. And people were laughing at terrible stuff. Like when, and people were like, these guys are idiots. Like, ho, 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 like this, right? Because their heist, as it were, didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, that's not how you do that, whatever. Like, you know. Exactly. Basically, people were whispering really rude things that were missing the entire point of the movie.
Mm.
And I was so over it, and it was very meta, because I felt more like George or Spencer.
Who's the real animal, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That made me lose my...
Yeah, I sat in the kind of front section where there's no one.
Yeah, there were people.
Mine
was packed.
Mine had a good crowd, and so I was able to sit in the front and just kind of avoid things. So
yeah, mine was super packed, but it really didn't help with my feelings of isolation.
Mm.
And then I freaked out even more. But yeah, but overall, I mean, and I think the messages were pretty clear as well, but in a better way. Moving forward again to the Bling Ring, those were like just slapped kind of in your face or left alone. And this one, it was a lot about you know, the need to feel, like, special and blah, 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 and how society puts success marks on very strange things, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, I think a big one that wasn't super big for them, but, like, what I got that was really big was that, we're so desensitized to everything. These boys are like, let's steal these million-dollar books, right, without thinking... as we saw, of the real physical consequences in many ways, to them and to others and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I just think it was really, I think it's really, usually, again, like First Reformed, I said, the people who should see it aren't going to watch it, right? And this one, clearly in my theater, a lot of people who maybe could benefit, and so I'm not trying to sound all uppity here, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some people who could have exposure to things they, you know, things they wouldn't think about might... soak through. Obviously, it doesn't all the time, but maybe there's one person who's like, oh,
mm-hmm.
let me.
As long as there's one person out there who gets a chance, you know.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So this one's a little, what I'm really trying to say is the messages are really strong, but they're weaved in a much more accessible way, which I always appreciate.
Yeah.
Unless you're the girl who was being really loud. It was like, literally, the credits had just started. She went, wait, this wasn't real, was it? And the guy's like, he literally said, are you stupid? And I said, oh my God. I said, there are a lot of problems here. I don't know what your relationship is, but there are a lot of issues.
Right on.
Ugh, crazy theater. Literally a bottle of vodka. Yeah. Who does that?
Mine was pretty good. And it was pretty quiet for the most part, so that was nice.
You went to South Point?
Yeah.
When did you go?
South Point.
No, when?
Yesterday.
In the day?
Yeah, when I was texting you. I didn't text you in the theater, but I texted you when I stepped out for a minute.
I don't remember when that is. You stepped out? Man.
Very, very, very. No, I mean, I was like, because there's kind of a little wall. Oh, okay. I had gotten a couple messages, and so I was like, oh, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Yes.
So, in midday, mid-afternoon.
I wish I could have gone then. Yeah. I like that better. Yeah. Especially it was all rainy and perfect.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But
although it was hell getting there, geez.
For me, too. It didn't stop all day.
So much raining, yeah.
Yeah, it was like some Noah's Ark.
Some wrecks on the highway. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
So.
Yeah, I almost went to Silver Spot because I didn't want to drive to South Point.
Yeah.
But then I said, Chloe, you bought lunch. Come on now.
Let's be real.
Yeah. You can't not buy a movie ticket and lunch in one day.
Well, cool.
Yeah. Right. Literally, I've called my mom 3 times talking about it. It really, yes.
I'm glad.
Struggle bus over here. But it was really good, so yeah, can't be too upset.
All right, well, out of 5, it's a 4.
Oh, for me. My God.
It's a 4 for me.
12 infinity, I don't know.
All right.
Everything. Oh, I got really scared that I got blue on your couch when I touched it like that. But
that's all right.
Oh, my God, yeah. 12.
I'm so glad you enjoyed
12 it. Infinity, I'm combining the words.
I'm glad you enjoyed it so much. I was definitely pleasantly surprised, so.
Do you think Jacob number one's going to see it?
Oh, it's a heist movie. He's gotta.
Okay.
And he'll listen to this. And so he'll probably.
Oh, no. He'll listen to the second, right? You got to say, text me right after you watch the movie, okay? You have to text him that. And then.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll message me on Facebook.
Will he right after?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know his.
The point is, I want to see if he independently notices the exact likeness.
Why don't you just tell him?
No, because I want to see if he independently notices it. I don't want to put the idea. I want to be a little earwig. I want him to get it from himself. Looks just like him.
Okay.
Oh, my God. But then in real life, he doesn't look like him at all. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I was trying to cope again with this whole big thing, right? The movie and everything.
Uh-huh.
And there was a really good interview. Oh, I can't remember what it's called. What is it? There's a channel thing on YouTube. And they do lots of really good interviews.
DP30?
No. They did, like, the Queer Eye cast and this and all kinds of stuff. I'll try to find it. I don't know. But, anyway. So, they were on that. The real guys and the actors and the director, writer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And
Bart.
Bart. Yes, Bart. And, yes. And a girl asked, she said, my question's to the cast with the guy sitting right there, right? The real guys.
Yeah.
She said, if you could do a heist with anyone, who would it be with? And I said, this is what's wrong with America. What the heck? How would you ask such an inane question in front of people whose whole lives have been demolished by this terrible decision? Do you know? I found it thoroughly offensive. Ugh.
Shame.
That kind of thing.
Shame.
What's it called? It's called Build. The Build series.
Haven't seen
really?
It.
Really?
No, I watched this one called DB30. It's really good.
Oh. Well, the Build series on the YouTube is also very good.
Interesting.
They get some good peeps. And the set is very pretty.
Cool.
But yeah.
All right. Well, cool.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah, that one's in, I think it has a kind of a wider release. Because it's at a few different places around here. So
sure.
You should be able to catch it if you feel like. But all right, well, I guess we can move on to our retro review of The Bling Ring, and we have a clip, hopefully, so take a listen.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Jesus.
Oh, my God. I like the feel of this. Oh, my God, this is Balmain. So cute. Oh. Wait.
It's so cute. Oh my god.
Check it.
Meow.
All right. The Bling Ring was released in 2013 and is directed by Sofia Coppola, stars Emma Watson, Claire Julian, Tessa Farmiga. Oh, I don't know her.
Yeah.
Katie.
A-H-A-H.
Sound it out.
American Horror Story tied in there. Mm. A-H-S. Wow. Mm. That was weird.
Katie Chang, Israel Broussard, Leslie Mann. That's about it, right? I think. Yeah.
And then Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton, yeah, of course.
And that's her real closet in the movie. They filmed Filmed at her house. I was surprised because I saw some shoes I liked. Mm. And I said, oh, God. Those are props. Mm.
So, inspired by actual events, a group of fame-obsessed teenagers use the internet to track celebrities' whereabouts in order to rob their homes. So...
You go first.
All right, yeah, well, I just saw this for the first time a couple of months ago.
What? I thought you, like, loved this movie.
Yeah, I talked about it on the show. I was like, yeah, I watched this movie. I was like, oh, I like this movie.
Oh, weird. I don't know why. That seems like it's been in your little zeitgeist for a long time.
Nah, I had been wanting to watch it. I just never got around to it. Anyhow, well, I'm kind of a sucker for these kind of trashy genre movies.
You are.
You really are. Stuff like this or Spring Breakers or things like that.
But I still should watch that.
You're not going to like it.
I know, but I got to see it. It's brought up so much.
You're going to hate it.
I'll watch it with Gemma. It'll be funny because we think Riff Raff is funny and we love James Franco.
Oh, I mean, he's awesome. And he's great. So it is worth saying, even if you hate the movie, it's worth saying for that. Anyways, yeah, but I was kind of surprised about how much I actually liked it. I'm not a huge Sofia Coppola fan, but...
What's your fave?
Probably this one. There's a couple.
Really? Wow.
Either this or The Virgin Suicides.
Oh, my least favorites.
Cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, but I thought it was just, in short, like, it was very entertaining. I mean, of course, it's all these characters are obnoxious, annoying people, but from a kind of removed from it, from a distance, they're entertaining. And I liked a lot of the visuals and the style of it. And I like some of the ideas of not fame, but what wealth can do to people and how people can get so much money and be so unaware of how to use it and just buy things constantly, and then how that can affect people living near them or being around them, because who aren't at that level yet, who see this wealth and then want it and then essentially just repeat the same things
over and over and over and over, as demonstrated by the same scene over and over and over in this movie.
I disagree, but
the robberies of the house. Okay. And they rob another house. Okay. Happens about 8 more times. And then the one is kind of interesting. The big kind of aerial one.
Yeah.
Outside of that.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of robberies in the movie, but I thought the discussions, I wasn't really concerned with, it was more robbery scenes. I thought just the conversations and the visuals were great. And so I was perfectly fine with seeing all these different robberies happen. And their conversations and getting so enamored with all these different clothes and things and just taking whatever they want. I thought that was pretty fun and entertaining. And especially since when you realize whose houses they're taking from. And I don't know, but I thought it was pretty funny. I liked the style. And I liked a few of the ideas that I wasn't expecting it to have. So, but yeah, I was surprised at how much I actually liked it.
Did you think the acting was good?
I mean, overall, I think the acting kind of fits the style. I mean, there's nothing...
the shallowness of the story as a whole?
I don't think it's shallow, but I think it's... The level of acting is fitting to what it's presenting and what the style is. I mean, there's nothing brilliant in it by any means, but I was entertained by what it was. Mm. So... Yeah. So, I mean, that's me. And I, like, just again, you know, the soundtrack is just, like, wonderfully trashy and terrible. And in the wrong context, it would be awful to listen to. But in how it's done with these characters and this world, it's interesting. Mixed in with the ideas of wealth and celebrity and fame and jealousy as well.
Yeah, I think it's easy to see the theme she was trying to go for, like what she was trying to, the commentary she was trying to have, especially like the last scene in the movie is like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like drive it into my face a little harder. But, no, actually, no, but yeah, that's how I feel.
I mean, I agree there's nothing insanely deep about it, but I don't know if it needs to have that. I mean, I think it was just so entertaining that mix in with a couple of ideas that was good enough for me.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, something like American Animals is much more complex, of course, but this style of movie I also really like.
Yeah, they're very easily comparable because they, like, are both based on real events, kids the same age, kind of similar reasons-ish, you know, and I just feel like, if her goal was to, I just feel like there was enough commentary sewn in where it seemed like the intention was to have a very impactful kind of movie in a very, like I said, accessible, whatever, kind of satirical way.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was so dry and so boring, and there was nothing good about any of the, like, I think she said, like, she was trying to not judge them.
Mm-hmm.
As characters, but that did not come across because there was, like, no pathos for me. And there was not enough satire, if that's what it was going for.
Well, I agree. All the characters are terrible, and I didn't really feel anything for them, but I don't know if you need, or at least I didn't feel like I needed to. I thought they were entertaining enough, and the what they were doing was entertaining enough that it was okay. I mean, I definitely didn't feel for anyone when they got their worlds turned upside down, you know? But especially since then one of the other ideas that I thought was interesting is when them being in these near all this wealth and then trying to take it and have it for them, but then they're complaining about their own lives when they're living in very nice places already. And you see what wealth can do. You're like, you're already living in a nice place.
Right. Well, I don't think that's wealth. I think that's character.
Yeah. And you have a nice family, blah, 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 but you still want more, which is kind of that whole American problem, just getting more and more and more, you know? And so, while those ideas aren't like so deeply explained like other films may have, I thought it was at least
like
interesting.
Like American Animals, even.
Yeah.
Because they're all like upper middle class.
Right.
Just unfulfilled. Just don't know what to do.
Yeah. And also, just in this group of girls in particular, how they can just completely.
And boy.
Yeah. No, but the girls mainly, how they can completely convince people that they're one way or one doing one type of thing or acting one way.
I don't think it's that convincing.
Not to me, but to certain characters, they can completely twist things and be like, oh no, that's, you know, I'm actually a nice Christian girl when they're actually off doing all these other things. And of course
that's another thing I kind of didn't like about it, but it's fine.
How so?
I just think it kind of, I think it did embrace some bad stereotypes of girls, which obviously, as all stereotypes go, like, are true in some circumstances, of course. But yes,
I see these types of girls come in all the time to Joe Van Gogh.
These types of girls. Yeah, but it's obviously not the way it, I mean, I'm not like that.
Oh, I think
how would you know if they're like that or not? You're just assuming, no?
No, I mean, of course I'm not saying, oh, that person is just obnoxious. And I'm just saying there's, and men too, in other ways, just the, I don't know. Anyways, I won't get into it, but I mean, I think that how the characters are presented, I don't know if it's definitely not saying this is how all girls act. It's just, this is a group of girls that are living in this lavish world and are near all this wealth and they're completely letting themselves be consumed by it.
Yeah.
I think that.
And they become famous through it, which is freaky. Like, have you seen The Real Girl? Have you seen that clip on YouTube? It was like the biggest thing. Which is like on the phone to Nancy. She's like, Nancy Joe, this is Alexis Byers. Have you seen this? And she's
I haven't.
I can't believe, because they did like a Vanity Fair, a whole article about it.
Oh, really?
And the video is like ridiculous. Oh, yeah, you should watch it. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
But,
I mean, obviously some people suck. Like, obviously they suck.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but I don't know. I just don't appreciate, because there was nothing else about them. And obviously they shouldn't be, I mean, I don't empathize with them because I think they just suck.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I think there should be a little bit of depth one way or the other, somehow, some way. I just thought it was really empty when it could have been colored in just a lot more.
Hmm.
Especially since it's true. I don't know. And especially since it was so repetitive. If it's going to be that long, they can fill it with something a little more interesting. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
No, because we disagree. But
yeah, I mean, I didn't find it to be repetitive. I mean, I think just visually, I really liked where the location so much that I was like, I sometimes was even paying attention to, like, oh, they're robbing another house.
Right.
I was like, look at all this ridiculous stuff.
Right, which is something I don't appreciate because it undermines what they're doing. Like, you were saying that American Animals harps kind of too much in a way, tonally. But I think that having all this, because obviously, like I've said, I think Sofia Coppola is very talented in a lot of ways. Like,
yeah.
I think she was, like, an artistic director or something instead of trying to, like, be an auteur because I think she sucks.
Uh-huh.
No offense, Sofia Coppola, even though that's offensive. But she's not my favorite director, right?
No, mine neither.
So, but I just don't like that she undermines the criminality, the lack of, because they are, I mean, it's unjustifiable what they do. Well, at least in the movie, they could have made it a little clearer, they're so rich, they won't notice, whatever. But I don't like that what they're doing that's bad fades into the background, because you're like, this is so pretty, whatever, and it never comes back to slap you in the face.
But I think it's kind of amoral stance in what they're doing is fitting to what the characters are thinking, because they're going in, like, oh, what does it matter? This is just some house, they have all this stuff, why should we feel bad? Why does it matter that we're breaking the law? And then, of course, at the end, they get their comeuppance. But I think it's feels fitting to how the characters are acting, because they don't care at all while they're robbing these places.
I think it's a thin line, though. Like, Wolf of Wall Street, for example, like, I really liked, but it was nominated as a comedy category Golden Globes.
I'd say it's a comedy to me.
Okay, so to me it's not a comedy at all. I think this demonstrates one of its failings. Because it's supposed to be... I get that satire is satire, whatever. But this isn't satire because it's true. I'm talking about Wolf of Wall Street. It's like a very true story.
Yeah.
And watching it... This is kind of, again, like American Animals. I guess it's just who you are. Depends on who you are. But in the theater, everyone else was like... Thought it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Last part. Where I was just like... horrified.
Yeah. I'd be with you on that.
So, I don't consider it a comedy at all.
Hmm.
I think it's an accessible drama, you know? Because it's like a horrible, horrible, true happenings where so many people's lives were destroyed, right?
Right.
And I appreciate the gravity of that. Just because it's made into entertainment, as it were, doesn't mean it's not, you know, these movies are really supposed to be art pieces overall, right?
Hmm.
So, you're supposed to kind of get something out of it, and I don't think it's laughs all the time or whatever, or be like, oh, that's so pretty, like, watching, you know, for me especially, watching The Bling Ring, I could have just been like, I did mention the shoes, but like, I could have just like, oh, these clothes are so pretty, like, that's why I like watching it, but that just doesn't,
I mean, that doesn't, like, that was not what I was focusing on, but I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not saying that a movie, obviously, I don't think a movie has to be, like, amazing, but I think if you're life-changing, whatever. But I think if you're dealing with real people and with a lot of real people, because, you know, these events ricochet, they go all over to everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to take it a little more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I consider that when watching it. So it's kind of, you know.
I mean, I was, in terms of when they're in these houses and you're seeing all the wealth, I mean, I was more thinking about the ideas of, like, this is so ridiculous. How many dresses Paris Hilton has and how many, like, she has multiple rooms of all this stuff.
This too is disgusting, I agree.
Yeah.
And I think if it's harped on a little more in this case, it could be made a lot more kind of viable of a movie. But they didn't talk about that very much. The kind of, you know, the blurring of morality when this person, you know, this is like, this could have been like a backwards Robin Hood kind of movie, you know what I
mean?
But I just don't think it worked in ways it could have, and I think it left it feeling bland and kind of tone deaf.
Interesting. I mean, in terms of the Wolf of Wall Street, I think it has drama in it, and I understand what you're saying. I mean I would first and foremost classify it as a comedy. Like, I laugh constantly when I watch that movie. More,
that's like, but okay, we've had this discussion about Get Out too, where you and...
Well, I mean, I think there's much more humor in Wolf of Wall Street than Get Out. I don't think Get Out is a comedy by any means, but in terms of the classification...
You guys thought it was a comedy at one
No.
Yes, you did.
No, no.
Read the receipts. You said.
No. Receipts. No. I didn't think it should be in the drama section at the Golden Globes. And I also didn't think it should have been in the comedy section. But if you have to classify it because there is comedy in it, then sure, for the Golden Globes, fine. But it's not, Get Out is not a drama in the way that Lincoln is a drama. Or that the King's Speech is a drama.
Well, you're naming biographical stories, so.
Yeah, or what's a recent?
Three Billboards.
Three Billboards.
Which has a lot of comedy, the same amount as Get Out.
Okay, well, again, I can't attest for how the Golden Globe people act.
I'm sorry. Just saying.
Although it's a horror film, I think, first and foremost. But I'd say this is, to The Wolf of Wall Street to me and how it's being presented is a comedy because of how far it goes in showing world that it is.
All this stuff actually happened.
I understand that, but also just the characters, what they're saying to me is funny.
Right, and I think that is a pitfall of the movie. Especially because if you listen to Leonardo DiCaprio discuss it, it's not meant to be a comedy. It's meant to be like a warning tale.
But I think there's also what Scorsese does so well with that is that it can be very entertaining, but also, at least I personally, not everyone, but I personally am still thinking about the ideas in between certain moments of like, oh yeah, this is a terrible thing what these people are doing. But then there's also just straight comedy in the scene afterwards. And so I think that's what it does really well. But what you're saying with the wrong people watching, like this is what a high schooler would watch and be like, oh, this is so fun. Right. I love all that. But of course, in the right hands or with the right viewer.
I saw it in high school.
I think I did too. But I mean, in terms of like,
this I see is, what you mean, yeah.
It's going to be like what the jocks are watching and because it's so.
Don't categorize people, Henry.
Whatever. Just, but.
I'm like, too PC for Henry.
Yeah, but I think it's.
That's like, did you think the Quaalude scene was funny?
That was hilarious.
That was the most horrifying thing I've ever seen.
I thought it was absolutely hilarious.
I did not think it was funny at
all. I mean, I don't think. I can see how, of course, yes, it's tackling very weighty ideas and themes, but I think how Scorsese is presenting it, I don't see how it could not be a comedy. Yes, there are terrible things happening in it that I completely feel for, but then there's also comedy in it that I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the other way, it's a lot richer than Bling Ring.
I agree completely.
Have you seen the Lifetime version of Bling Ring?
No.
With Jennifer Grey?
No.
It's like from the guy's... It's from the perspective of the guy's mom. But Kate, my best friend Kaylee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Yes. She was like obsessed with the book. She can get mad at me because she's everybody says I hyperbolize too much. 12 Infinity Stars, what are they talking about? But she really liked the book. She was very, we watched the movie because, you know, I've never liked Sofia Coppola very much, right? Mm-hmm. So I was not here for it. But Kaylee wanted to watch it. I said, well, of course, if you want to watch it, we'll watch it. Because, you know.
I mean, this is definitely not a movie.
But she didn't like it either.
Really?
And she was really into the book.
Well, I think it was definitely kind of divisive, I think, when it came out. So I'm not surprised why a lot of people dislike it.
Man.
But, I
wish Emma Watson would just turn into, like, a real-life princess and, like, do stuff and stop acting. Because I'm obsessed with her and she's a wonderful human being. I wish she would just stop acting.
Mm.
If Beauty and the Beast had somebody else, oh my god.
Yeah, she's not great in that. I mean, I don't love her by any means, but her style in this, it's not, again, I think it's fitting, like, you could say it's terrible, but I think it just, it benefits the character to me.
That's what I'm saying, I just don't think, it just didn't,
mesh with you.
Scrape any surfaces.
I agree that The Wolf of Wall Street is a much, much deeper film, but I think, again, it what it does so well is it balances both entertainment and comedy with very weighty ideas, which Scorsese is able to do really well.
Yeah.
Just in the same way that there's comedy, a lot of comedy in Goodfellas, even though it's dealing with criminals, you know, or...
Right. You know, I appreciate it. I'm not saying it has to be all or nothing. Like, I know how I sound. I just mean, like, if you're going to do it, you have to do it well no matter what it is.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. My head hurts. I really like American Animals. American Animals was kind of funny.
There's some.
I can't remember when it's funny, but
I think it kind of loses the comedy towards the end. But I think it does have some good moments of comedy.
Honestly, the best pacing I've seen in forever. Oh my gosh, so good! I did not get bored once. I did not. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I was distraught when I had to divide my attention between finding a better seat.
What a moment.
And the great movie before me. Ugh, very frustrating.
Yeah.
Who does that? Just go out, just go to dinner or something if you want to talk so much. Oh my God. Ugh, or go to a bar so people don't think you're an alcoholic. Like, just go, go to, okay, also, this was the-
Maybe it was a rough day for them.
This, no, it wasn't, trust me. This was the last straw. She went to the bathroom, I said, oh, finally some peace, right? Thank God. Then she came back, he went to the bathroom, she continued talking to nobody.
Classic.
Oh my God.
It's like the girl who's behind us at Incredibles. What's happening?
Yeah, because she was 4 years old.
Yeah, I know.
Much more acceptable if you're four. Ugh, I'm also not over that stupid dumpling movie, by the way, but it's fine.
I'm trying to...
over the internet.
Well, it's the Pixar short before a film. I mean, it's controversial.
Did
so
you
you're...
watch that gay one yet? I shouldn't say that. Gay one. The one featuring the gay characters.
No, but it's...
It, so good. You gotta watch it.
It's controversial, and so it makes sense that it's all over online.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to wait for other people around the shop to see it, because I'm curious to see what they think of it.
Yeah.
I don't see how anyone could fully love it, but I'm curious as to what they... Their ideas.
Do you know anyone who's seen American Animals? Like I said, it kind of just came out.
Nah, it's...
I feel like Cooper... I don't know how
Cooper... I think Cooper would like it, I think. Yeah. I think he would. I think Brayden would probably like it, too.
Yeah. I liked how focused it was as well.
Yeah, it stays on track.
Not to sound like a Scrooge here, but there were no, like, unnecessary romantic things.
Right, I did like there was not a romance
Thank
in
God.
It. Yeah.
Because what a waste of time.
Yeah, who cares?
Would have been so dismissive of the, you know, situation.
Yeah.
That was heartbreaking when you saw the real parents and stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wish I could talk about that one thing I really want to talk about. But it also doesn't really have to do with the movie. It just has to do with them in real life, so it's irrelevant. So I won't bring it up.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. I don't think so. Oh, yeah.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Mm.
That's just
cool.
Shock. I don't know if I'd call it cool. It's just like, man, one hour can... completely influence the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's big stuff.
1 second, really.
1 second.
And he didn't even... I mean, he was out... I don't know. I was surprised they all got the same... I don't think that's a spoiler. They all got the same sentencing.
Yeah, that is...
I found that very odd.
That does seem a little strange, yeah.
But what about our legislative system isn't strange, so...
There you go.
Whatever.
America's killing it right now.
Yeah.
yeah. And, well, this thing is, this that also happened in 2003 along with that evil genius. Man, 2003 was a year for, like, robberies gone really
well.
Well,
it was after a shaking event.
Shaking, yeah. Just
society.
Just a little, yeah. But yeah, it was 2003. I don't remember all those things happening, but.
Well, we were children.
Still.
Actually, I guess we were a little older than me. That's quite a big, developmentally, that was quite a different
I guess event. I was not, what, maybe 6'3"? I was about 9, yeah.
Yeah, and I was 5.
yeah, I know Brayden would absolutely hate Bling Ring. Can you imagine?
Oh my,
what he would say?
I would pay anything to sit next to Brayden watching Bling Ring.
He'd be like, all these characters are just pieces of human excrement.
Yes!
But, like, I'm sure that's what he would say.
Yes.
It'd be like 50 Shades Freed all over again.
I would love to watch him watching the Bling Ring.
Oh, it'd be so good.
Ugh. I'd have my popcorn. I would literally place the... I wouldn't even have to look at the screen. I'd place my chair just to face him.
Yeah, even though I like movie... we would sit, like, where the TV is and we'd just watch him, yeah.
Oh,
His facial reactions.
He'd love that whole thing.
Yeah. Be great. Especially since he really does not like Sofia Coppola, and so...
No.
It'd be even better. So, all right. Well, that's about it for me. I'm kind of a sucker for these movies, and so I'm kind of a little more willing to accept things, but, you know, what can you do?
Well, not much. I keep trying.
Yeah.
But you won't let me.
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe 4.5 or light 5 to me. Probably 4.5.
Yeah.
Chloe just threw her phone.
Disapproving silence.
Yeah. I know you said it didn't look good, but the Never Going Back, coming of age comedy about these two girls in Texas.
Barf.
They had the trailer before.
Did they?
American Animals.
I missed all the trailers. Yeah.
Oh, really? It was like, But yeah, they had some good trailers beforehand, but like it was, darn, like it was, that is, was such a fun movie. Like I, even though it's,
do you
just
think
a,
I would like it?
I mean, I don't think you would like the, it's almost in the way that like Bling Ring, I mean, not really, but I don't know. I think it's not your cup of tea. I don't think.
It looks god awful.
Like it, to me, like I could not, I'm so glad I went to this far theater to see it because it was, and I got to see a panel or a Q&A with the actors and director. And it was like, it was just the most like fun, simple, enjoyable comedy I've seen in a long time. It was great. But yeah, I think that comes out in August.
It's so grimy.
It's not really grimy. Mm. But I mean, it's a kind of just raunchy, but there's nothing crazy in it.
It's visually grimy. I'm just out.
Well, I mean, it's in like a Texan suburb place that, yeah, you know, so. So, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why they're trying to get out of there. So, anyhow.
Yikes.
But, all right.
They're
well,
like, they look like, well, kind of, but they're like the anti-Chloe Kaylee.
they are exactly that.
Are truly, you being sarcastic?
No, truly.
Doesn't that, can you see that?
Yeah, but like the two actresses are like amazing together. And I think it was one of their first films for both of them, but they're like perfect.
She's in Hot Summer Nights with Timmy.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. The brunette one.
Oh, cool. But yeah, like they're have like perfect chemistry. So it was a good time. But anyways, all right. Well, I guess we can move on again. Not much news really.
Let me think. Look at my phone. Robert Zemeckis teaming up with Alfonso Cuarón and somebody else to make The Witches by Roald Dahl. Oh, Guillermo del Toro. I don't know. The three of them are making The Witches.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about the Instagram series is now a thing? That you can have, like, a TV show on Instagram?
Ugh, yeah. God.
I second that. And then, did you watch the Creed 2 trailer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
Very briefly last week. But yeah, it looks pretty good, so.
Timeless got canceled again.
Never saw it.
Never saw it?
No.
You know the deal, though, right?
I mean, it's just 11/22/63.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
What are you talking about? They go all over the place.
Yeah, same exact concept, though.
As 1,000 other shows. You cannot start it.
Going back in time and then preventing a...
You cannot start it with... That James Franco show was the same show as 1,000 other shows that have already... And books.
Done a lot better.
Existed. Like the Time Machine.
Everything that we do... movies come out... Copying
Kevin
other things.
Smith in talks to direct Marvel or Star Wars movies.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
I don't even understand how it can go. I don't know. That's confusing to me.
Because they're both Disney.
That's all I have. That's all I left I have open, except I have Spencer, what's his name's, art website.
Oh.
Because I was curious. I get too absorbed.
Okay.
I can't live in this day and age.
Yeah. Yeah, who does? Or who can, really. Anyways, I guess we can just move on to some mail.
Yeah.
So, the filmbudspodcast@gmail.com is the address that you can reach us. Also on Twitter @filmbuds and on Facebook. And so, again, feel free, whether you're a new listener or you've been listening for a while, feel free to send us any comments, questions, whatever you'd like. We'd love to hear from you. And or rate us on iTunes. You know, we always appreciate that. This one is pretty funny. I like it. It's correcting me on a few things.
Oh my god, my hero.
So this one was on Twitter. It's all hindsight.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Yeah. And so he or she says, "Dear Henry, Chloe, and Brayden, don't get me wrong. I really enjoy the show, but I wanted to correct Henry on a few mishaps from last show. The name of the director of Godzilla... and Rogue One, a Star Wars story, is Gareth Edwards. Gareth Edwards, not Alex or Sam or possibly Garth, which you call upon frequently. Also, for two shows now, you've mentioned your two watches of Neil Gaiman adaptations and have still only mentioned one. I think you may have said what the other one was, but for the love of God, please tell us what it was and what you personally thought of it. I kid, of course.
This guy's like my new favorite.
Yeah, or she. I don't know.
I said kid.
Well, I kid, of course. It's all hindsight.
Love it.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what's the other one, Henry?
American Gods, you know.
We talked about that, right?
Oh, you did. You did.
Oh,
I didn't personally.
We talked about it. Okay, yeah, so we'll go for it.
No, I'll talk about it in the picks of the week.
They want you to answer okay, fine. That question.
So when I was house sitting a few, maybe a week and a half ago, yeah, something like that. Just like, all right, you know, I've heard various things about this American Gods show, and you know, the book. Everybody I know who's read the book says they love it. Blah blah blah. And I tend to like these kind of fantasy shows, so I was like, all right, I'll give her a try. And I was not crazy about it. I think just the style is horrendous. Like it looks so fake and just glossy and
flat somehow.
Yeah, and because it's using all these CGI blood, yeah. like it's in 300, and then all these just crazy colors, but with nothing looking good or meshing well. The writing was brutal.
We did talk about this last week, right?
No. You did. I think I was just sitting here.
Oh.
Yeah, or we talked about it before the show.
Because someone else went, Ian McShane. And I said, yeah, but still bad.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it has Ian McShane.
Maybe you're talking about the wrong show.
And Emily Browning.
Yeah, we've been over the... You did, because you said Emily Browning.
I said Emily Browning, but I didn't talk about this show, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's not... Maybe at some point I'll try one more episode, but the pilot was pretty bad.
Oh, you just watched one?
Yeah.
I watched, I think, 4 or 5, hated every single
bit. Yeah, and so it's just...
Which probably means you love it.
So, yeah, again, just the style in particular was so tiring and lame.
It was lame.
Yeah, it just felt really cheap. And so, which is too bad, because especially since the book is supposed to be so good. So,
well,
although it seems like a lot of people like it, so maybe I'll try and get their perspective on it.
The show?
Yeah.
Who do you know who likes the show?
Well, I mean, it got pretty good ratings, so I think overall
that doesn't mean crap.
Well, on like Amazon, all past the Blu-ray, and it seems like it has good ratings. So, I could be wrong, but it seems like at least some people out there like it. So, and if you like it, let us know.
Yeah.
You know, so that's not, wasn't my favorite. And then the other one was How to Talk to Girls at Parties, but I didn't talk about that. Yeah.
What else did you get called out on?
Oh, Gareth Edwards.
Gareth.
Gareth
from Vermont.
I don't see why he would
Gareth
say.
Gareth Edwards.
Oh. No, I think he said his last name.
Oh.
I think.
Well, anyway.
But yeah, so sorry. I do like Gareth Edwards, so I'm ashamed. I'm sorry. It's all hindsight.
Man, he's only got two, they only have two things on you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for that was just the last show.
They should do this every week. What did Henry get wrong at? Like, nobody else. It's like, did you ever see... I know I'm too obsessed with Conan. Did you ever see the one where Conan went to Germany and this...
He's like, oh, sure.
He had a super fan run up to him and was like, Conan, I got all these things wrong with your show. Have you seen this? And
no.
Like, just, and they're all handwritten. There's like a scroll, like classic long scroll. No. He just has a huge list. Hmm. It's pretty good.
No, check that out. But hopefully that... Hopefully that satisfies you. All right, well, the other one we have is Cheyenne from Virginia.
Yeah. Did you ever watch that Western? Cheyenne. And the guy just died. That was like my favorite Western. It was a TV show. Cheyenne.
No.
Oh. All
right. She says, hi, everybody. What is your favorite era or decade of movies? What would be your favorites and or why is that the decade that connects with you so well or is one you really appreciate? Y'all are a lot of fun to listen to. During my study sessions for school, so
ooh,
thanks.
I hope that works for you, Cheyenne.
Sometimes I listen to podcasts
really,
while I'm working.
You can listen to words. I just listen
yeah. Well,
to
I mean,
casual.
Sometimes it's especially since it's if it's one I've already heard before, I'll just have it as kind of background noise or white noise. But it's not stuff I'm actively listening to usually.
That's like Gemma with every TV show, and it drives me every TV show, and it drives me. Bonkers.
Which, while she's working, she listens to... she has a TV
show. She just never pays attention to what she's watching, ever.
Hmm.
But she'll watch, like, Doctor Who, but not really watch it.
Hmm.
And then she's like, oh, it's a different person now? When did that happen? I'm like, oh my god.
Huh.
But that's a side... That was a side note.
Well, what can you do?
I really like 60s movies.
Yeah.
And, like, globally, too, even... 60s, all over the place were good.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, okay, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
I really like French 60s, Italian 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why? I don't know. Well, I don't know. I just really like the style. I just identify with it, I guess, and just, like, as far as my aesthetic that I enjoy.
Yeah.
But I also grew up watching, like, Bewitched and stuff, which I guess was a little before, but, like, I Dream of Jeannie and stuff, so I guess I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what struck a chord with me. I also, of course, really like 40s movies and such, back when the writing was really good, acting was fit well, and the sets were amazing and real, and blah, blah, blah.
People actually gave a shit back then, you know?
Exactly, yeah. That's basically what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I really like the mid 20th century films. I think the 50s would probably be my favorite, like some of Billy Wilder's stuff and, you know, East of Eden. And then, well, I guess Psycho's 1960, but...
1961.
60.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think it's 60.
You're probably right. Don't look it up. You're probably right.
60. But yeah, I think just the style of films...
I'm going to stick with 61. I
Going to
blame this on the Mandela effect.
I just looked at the page.
And call it 61.
Okay.
I've switched universes by accident.
Okay.
Gemma and I are pretty sure we have... If this is... Gemma thinks parallel universes are a real thing, right?
Why not?
And we're pretty sure that Gemma and I have maneuvered together or been left and the whole rest of the universe has switched. Because we notice things that nobody else in the whole world that we've talked to, which is everybody in the whole world.
Like what?
Has noticed. I can't remember right now, but there were several in the span of like 3 days, like several. And we both said, what the heck? But I can't remember, honestly.
It's too bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. But yeah, I mean, I think the 50s is just that kind of golden age of movies. Yeah, just the style, the kind of the types of stories and a lot of the actors that were there, you know, like James Dean and Marilyn Monroe and...
Sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to...
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. But yeah, just the use of, you know, kind of the early color films and things like that, I really enjoy. So yeah, I think the 50s and then I think just the 2000s with a lot of the films you and I both grew up with, I really like.
Yeah. Know,
so...
Spirited Away.
Yeah.
That was the cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, like Lord of the Rings and then Harry Potter, of course, for you.
Yes.
Yes,
that's true. Oh
my God. A lot of David Fincher's movies that are my favorites.
Kid Today said, who's Daniel Radcliffe? And all the counselors lost their minds. Like 9.
Give him a break. Jeez.
Never.
If he was 15 or something, sure. But
yeah, I try to think. None of the kids at camp has ever seen Dragon Tales. Hmm. They didn't know what Dragon Tales is Arthur. No one knew what Arthur. And that one shocked me. That one got me at my core. Hmm. Arthur?
Well,
everybody knows Arthur.
Not when you're really young and you've missed that.
That's when you watch Arthur.
Not when we did.
PBS. It's still on PBS.
I don't think a lot. That's what they're watching.
That's what I grew up on. PBS.
We're different generations. Sorry, you know. I watched the original Scooby-Doo, but that doesn't mean all the kids...
I wasn't allowed to watch Scooby-Doo.
Oh, the original Scooby-Doo is the best thing.
Too stupid.
Ever. But the kids now know. They watch other crap.
Did you know there's a new magic school bus, but it's for sister?
No.
It's really... Why? Just watch the old ones. But at least it's educational, I guess. But I don't know if it's a... I don't know. I'm not convinced you're replacing Miss Frizzle. And I think they still call her Miss Frizzle. That's her sister. Anyway.
Crime. What a...
I have an acquaintance who's up for the new Blue's Clues.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I know. And then I have another acquaintance whose friend is up for Blue's Clues, so...
Wow.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, to answer your question, Cheyenne, yeah, I think probably the 50s and then 2000s and then probably 40s as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I don't super remember how to answer the rest of the question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just, yeah.
And why, right? I don't know why.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the style of filmmaking and, you know, like the 40s with just so much of the black and white.
Well, getcha.
Yeah, and the World War II era kind of backdrop a lot of the times. Or with that in people's minds, you know, how that affected films. And yeah, it's great. You know,
It's great. Yeah.
So, yeah, love movies.
Yeah. Gosh, I see so many movies.
Then the 90s as well. I mean, there's a lot of cool things in the 90s. Blah. Love the 90s too.
What kind?
All kinds.
I'm not here for Scorsese. Yeah. Okay. Yes. That's what I was gonna say. I'm not here for the like 10 things I hate about you or whatever, that kind of deal.
Me neither.
No. Don't act like you can't be just because you're a man.
No, I'm just saying me neither. That's not why I love the 90s.
Wait, we got backtracked. I forgot. I found a...
A lot of Spielberg stuff, you know.
That's so true. I found a... hold on. I found a blurb from Vulture. Don't laugh. I know that's a little extra. But it was a blurb about American Animals that I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is totally out of place. And I seem obsessed. That's okay. Okay. A Brit with a sociological bent, Leighton roots the story in a mixture of peer pressure, toxic masculinity, and the dread of young men who feel the fruits of capitalism going beyond their reach. That's good. Mm. I like that. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I just thought Evan Peters cut his hair halfway through the movie. Hmm. Did you see that part?
No.
We put in a little bun.
No, a little man bun.
I thought he cut it. And I was like, yo, okay. Ready to go. But no. Yeah. I love it. It was so... I don't know if this is a spoiler. If it's a spoiler, fast forward 20
or
seconds.
Or I'll cut it out.
You're not going to cut it out.
I will if it's a huge spoiler.
It's not a huge spoiler.
Then just
I think I already said it.
All right.
Okay, I love... It's such a... to me, I was like, this is such a teenage boy thing to do. To like... You messed up your robbery the first time, so you're going to do it again, but not bother with the costumes. Like, I thought that was so funny.
It's such a TH boy thing?
Teenage.
Oh, yeah.
TH boy.
I thought
teenage.
Yeah, that was funny. They're like, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah, it's like, meh. It's not even like that. It's just like, don't want to do this all again.
Yeah. I probably would have done the same, so.
Well, yes. I would not have done any of it.
I'm glad. I wouldn't either, but
I'm trying to think.
In that situation. So
I want to know what college they were at. I feel like it was Davidson.
I can't remember what it was, but
I mean, in the movie, it's Romania or something weird. Transylvania College. That's right.
Wow.
Transylvania. Strange. That's really
a lot of vampires there. Eh?
Yeah. That was weird.
No wonder they robbed it.
Yeah. Henry, we should go to the Comic-Con this year.
I'd love to go to Comic-Con.
We should get press passes. Oh, not Comic-Con. What's the stupid one? No. Oh, yeah, Comic-Con.
Yeah, let's go to Comic-Con. It's not stupid. Let's go to Comic-Con.
I'll go. I won't understand a thing that's going on. But let's go.
Me neither, probably.
We should try to get press passes.
Okay.
Rate the show. Like the show or whatever, so we can seem like we have more, what's that word?
Power. Status.
Not the one that, yeah. All right. Those are words.
Sway.
Okay, Sway is good, yeah. Mm. Yeah, fake it till you make it.
Mm.
Did you hear about Chris Hardwick? Dang. I'm not confident about that. What? I'm shocked. They just straight canceled all of his stuff.
Yeah. It's cutthroat nowadays, so.
Unless there's more, which is better, I guess, than the other way around, but I'm not convinced of that one.
Mm.
I don't know, but obviously, why should I be? But I'm just shocked that they just, like, if that was accident. All the information they were given, unless there's...
Well, there's probably more.
If there's more than meets the eye, okay. But given what was given to be as eloquent as possible, I'm shocked they just canceled all this stuff.
Mm.
Man. And then that show that, what's his name, had the comic book men or something, that got canceled.
Kevin Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, did it? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't even know it existed, so.
I never watched it, but yeah.
I guess it's about comic books, and that's why I don't know what it was.
It's at a comic book store.
Is it? It's filmed at a comic book store?
I think so. At least that's what the trailers had, but.
Like Pawn Stars or whatever?
Pretty much, yeah.
Weird.
But it's about comic books, yeah.
Interesting. I guess it's an interesting world.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. I mean, of course, it's entirely dependent on if you actually like comic books, so.
Right.
You know.
I don't like pawn shops, and I don't like comic books. Pawn shops, to me, are like the most depressing places in the world.
They're strange, yeah.
It's really sad.
They're odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Well, cool.
He was in an episode of the Mindy Project, so that's why I like him.
Kevin Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, he pops up everywhere.
Yeah, I guess so. But his movies are... Did you ever see Yoga Hosers? Oh, terrible?
Only like Johnny Depp in it. He's actually funny, but everything else is truly horrendous.
Is Lily Rose Depp a good actress?
Not really.
No?
I mean, but also she's not given much to work with.
I feared she wouldn't be very good.
Everything about it is just very cheaply done. And so, I mean, in the right context, she very well
I've
could
seen
be.
Her just, in trail, like, she's in that new movie because she looks just like Natalie Portman.
Yeah, she does kind of.
She's in a new movie with Natalie Portman.
Hmm.
And I said, ah, I feel like she got cast just because they look alike and because she already has a name.
Because
mm-hmm. she looks terrible.
She's like deathly skinny.
Well, okay. Well, nothing to do about that.
Oh, really? I've seen photos of her. She's like, just like truly like so thin.
Well, supermodel, I think.
Still, but it's like almost like sickly.
Well, hopefully she's fine.
I hope you're fine, Lily Rose. Really. And
I hope my critique of your acting doesn't hurt you.
Oh, did you see all the stuff, the Rolling Stone interview, the Johnny Depp thing?
No. Oh, bad?
It's brutal.
What is it?
Well, so last week, I think, Johnny Depp gave not a video interview, but a, like...
Right.
Yeah. Written an interview over a few days, and he talks about all the problems.
Like what?
Like, all of his wealth is pretty much gone. like everything.
Really?
Yeah.
How? Uh-oh.
Kind of Bling Ring territory here, you know, just buying everything and
really,
yeah, and also all these, you know, legal stuff he's had to deal with, and
right,
you should read the stuff. It's
crazy. Huh?
I feel for the guy, but I know he's kind of made some mistakes, but still, I love you. I love you, Johnny.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, it's quite a read. So,
Jankies.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's not the same as he was when he was talking to Letterman. So.
Does it?
It's a shame.
Does that influence how you feel about him as an actor, though?
No.
Think he needs to put up the hat or whatever the expression is, throw in the towel?
I mean, it has nothing really to do with his acting. It's just more his personal choices, you know?
I know, but how much of that you think he's... No?
No. Oh, my dog's scratching at the door. Not overly so.
Hmm.
There's definitely, recently he's kind of dropped the ball, but I think there's still...
Yes.
But also, I think he's just kind of... Since he is with this band now... You know, the Hollywood Vampires.
Oh, my God.
You know, and he's touring with them and everything. I think that, well, since he originally wanted to be a musician, but then he became...
Poor thing.
Well, he's a one now, but since he... You know, Nicolas Cage actually got him into acting.
I did not.
Yeah. So, you know, when he was touring with his band when he was young, Nicolas Cage just happened to be in the group of people that he was... You know, talking to, hanging out with.
So weird.
He said, hey, you should try acting. And then he was in Nightmare on Elm Street. And then he became an actor.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyways, I think that having acted for, 30 years or so, I think he's just wanting to be a musician and not an actor anymore. You know?
Mm.
At least that's what I think. At least in terms of, him in interviews and him...
Goodness
knows. What he's doing right now, I just feel like he's kind of...
Resigned.
Yeah, he's pulling a kind of like a, I don't know,
fake Joaquin,
a Brando
Phoenix.
Or something, just not caring.
Oh, poor, you know? Marlon Brando. But,
yeah,
that's a biopic we're never gonna get.
Yeah, so we'll see though. But yeah,
you know who would you have play Marlon Brando? Mine's Leo.
Why not?
Obviously. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I appreciate him or respect him for revealing everything.
Yeah.
As he did, but so hopefully that's things crazy. Get better. So we'll see.
I can't believe he said he didn't have any money.
Well, I mean, he said most of his wealth is just gone
dissipated.
Up. Yeah.
And he said why? I guess
just spending.
He spent it.
Yeah, just you know, like $30,000 on wine and
no.
Oh yeah.
You know, I have tasted a $10,000 wine.
Really?
Bottle of wine, yeah.
Huh.
And I hated it.
It's not surprising.
Nope. But okay, well, one, I hated it on principle. Right? Because that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Second, though, to kind of even that out, I said, oh, the generosity that this is being shared with me. Right? But then third, I don't like the taste of alcohol. So, there you go.
Very conflicted.
Did you see Messi scored a goal?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, well, he's gone.
No, you see that with the first Argentina game with Croatia.
Yeah, not good.
That was not a fun game to watch.
No.
But did they win in the last one that they played yesterday?
Got through.
They played Nigeria.
I think they tied. I believe it was a tie, but they got through.
Yeah,
but I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
Because I was watching it whilst working. I was watching it on my phone while I was supposed to be watching children.
Yeah. Did you see the Brazil and one other game where they were like the Brazilian team was getting so furious with how the referee was calling all the games. Oh yeah, like Neymar like slammed a ball on the ground.
I don't like Neymar.
I'm not crazy about
him.
He's
not bae.
But like the whole team was like, this ref was just calling nothing, and it was really like there was about 4 yellow cards in about 10 minutes on.
Ugh, that's on like each my side. League. That's like the soccer league I play in. We all hate the refs. I hope you're listening. You know who you are because you're a terrible human being. Not just because you're a bad ref. You're I'm speaking right to him now. Which camera? He's horrible.
Really?
Oh my god, he's a terrible person. Yeah, I think his name's Eric. So. Screw you, Eric. I hope you become happier until you're nicer. But
yeah, but it was
a bad ref can drive you up the wall.
Yeah, well, I mean it was a very, and not it was like it was just his fault, but it was a very stressful kind of last 15 minutes in particular. Yeah. Especially since everyone was tackling Neymar like constantly, like right. He was constantly, which happened in the last game, so anyone would be getting furious at
That's
that.
That's what happens to this guy on our team named Stefan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's, never heard of him.
Okay. Too sassy for me. His real name is Stefan, but we all call him Stefan because it's too late now. Like, it's too far gone, right? Because I'm pretty sure he did introduce himself as Stefan, but now as he's become more comfortable in this country, because we met him right when he got here, now he's still put his name Stefan.
Well, tell him to keep his nose down with everything.
It's too late, but... But yeah, everyone would tackle him constantly because he was, like, the best player.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would basically punch the ref in the face. He would curse in a...
bad way.
I feel stupid now. Danish.
Ah.
As to not be recognized. Mm. But clearly, you know, in some body language. And sometimes he'd get it wrong. Like, sometimes he'd reverse, which I think a lot of people who, multilingual people do.
Yeah.
Just switch them all around.
Really?
So it was pretty funny.
Hmm. Oh, you see the England and Panama game? It's a slaughter.
I didn't even talk about it. I'm really mad.
Why?
I didn't get to watch it because I've been so freaking busy.
Oh.
I have to work the entire... Literally, the whole time of the games, I'm working.
Really?
Yes, at least. And so, like, I had to slide that other game in there because I said, I really want to see Messi score. I really want to see score. But I just got lucky. I really only watched, like, 20 minutes of it, probably total, because it was all up and down.
Yeah, it was a thing is that the Panamania. Yeah, they were like, of course, anyone would be upset that they were losing as much as they were, but they started to like act so immature, like they were shoving the English players just randomly.
Yeah,
and it was
I mean,
wasn't the best.
Knows they're terrible. They're not a good team.
But this was like their first time being in the World Cup, and so act a little more respectfully. You know, you're there. A lot of other people couldn't be there. You know,
right? Like us.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah.
We suck.
Yeah.
This demonstrates... Okay, listen to me now. When the Women's World Cup is more popular than the Men's World Cup in this country, we'll be getting better as far as feminism. Because the World Cup is more examined, this one, that we're not even in, as opposed to the Women's, where we always get at least to the finals.
Hmm.
What is
I'm telling you, it's a messed up system.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, like half of them come from UNC.
Really?
Yes, half the Women's World Cup almost always. Really? And yes, and guess what? I'm going to sound so...
sound like Emma Watson and Bling.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what I'm about to say is kind of in that vein. But
okay.
I take it very... I really appreciate my... I don't know his name right now. PA, I guess. He'd be a PA. But my surgeon PA...
Uh-huh.
He is their, the Women's World Cup team, like, physical therapist on site.
Really?
Yeah, so when I was going through all my Michigas, well, I still am, I guess, but he got me a poster with all the signed.
Cool.
Yeah, so
That's
shout
awesome.
Out
That's awesome.
To Mally over there. So
good
nice
for him.
Of you.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess thanks for the emails, y'all. And I guess we can just do our picks of the week.
Yeah, I gotta go to work.
Right now?
No.
Okay.
I only have like two because I haven't watched any.
Yeah, that's the same for me.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, well, last night I watched Gemini.
Oh, boy.
And which stars Lola Kirk, Zoe Kravitz, and Steven Yeun. Is that how you say it? The guy from White Castle?
Wait, what? Steven Yeun's in White Castle? Well, that's not how you say his name.
Harold and Kumar, the Harold.
No, that's not... Oh my God.
Whatever his name
that's
is.
That's
John Cho. John Cho. That's Stephen, whatever. Stephen Yeun is the Walking Dead. Walking Dead. John Cho.
His name is not Yun. It's Yun or Yen. Because he talked about it on Conan.
Ah.
No, it's Un. Un? Stephen Un. I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever.
Anyhow. So this is a little indie thriller that is about dealing, also kind of dealing with celebrity and fame and obsession.
Wait, John Cho, Zoe Kravitz.
And this woman who I had never seen before, Lola Kirk.
Lola Kirk is the sister of Jemima Kirk. She also stars in Mozart in the Jungle, my fave show.
And
she was also in Mistress America with Greta Gerwig. There's a list.
I'm not saying she hasn't been stuff. I'm saying I don't think I had seen her before.
I like her.
Yes.
She's like the girl in school I would not like. She reminds me of this girl, actually, I was friends with in high school.
Really?
Middle school, elementary.
Hmm.
And that might be why she puts me off, but yeah. I like her anyway.
Anyways, so Zoe Kravitz plays a young movie star who...
I hate Zoe Kravitz.
I like her.
Terrible.
I like her, but who has made some personal decisions, but that have been very publicized, and all people all around the country are very... angry with her, even though they have absolutely no part in what she's been doing. And so anyway, she's dealing with constantly being berated by fans everywhere she goes, even though she's dealing with these problems. And she just wants to have a little time to herself because she's feeling more and more unsafe because people are showing up at her house and in all these different situations. Anyways, Lola Kirk is the assistant to her, and they're essentially best friends. And one night, the Zoe Kravitz asks that for the assistant's gun, which she apparently has, because she says she's feeling more and more unsafe with everything going on,
right?
And she just wants to have it. Anyways, more things happen that night, and then the assistant leaves in the morning for a little while, and then she comes back, and she's been murdered.
Disaster.
She's been murdered.
Spoiler alert!
No, it's in the trailer.
Zoe Kravitz gets murdered?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that sounds really bad.
Yeah, that does.
I think if Zoe Kravitz was the main character...
You should be ashamed of yourself.
If she was the main character, I don't know if I could get through it.
She's smaller part.
Lola Kirk.
Lola Kirk is the forefront.
And I love John Cho.
Yeah, he's not in it a ton, but he's...
I really like both of them. I'll give it a whirl.
Okay. I don't know if you'd love it, but...
Time will tell.
Anyways, so the rest of the film is about her being under suspicion because... it's her gun. She was there around the time of the murder. But it's mostly about her quest to try and find the truth. And it's, you know, got some good twists and turns. And it's very stylized. Kind of that neo-noir look.
I'm out.
Like it.
Just wow. Kidding.
Okay. Yeah, but it looks pretty good. And there's some logical stuff near the end that's, you know, of course you can completely pick apart. But it was just a very kind of simple...
Hindsight. Only hindsight will pick apart.
Simple, kind of tight thriller. Just an hour and a half.
Nice.
Looked good. Cool score. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing incredible about it, but it was an interesting little film. And then I watched the first episode of the Vietnam War, which was just put on Netflix.
Oh, Lord.
The Ken Burns.
I don't want to hear about it again. Daniel loves it. My dad loves it. Everybody loves it.
Oh, I won't talk. I seen a few in the middle.
Did you talk about it too?
A little bit.
Oh my god!
A few of the middle episodes when it was on TV, and I mean, I like all of Ken Burns stuff. I mean, I think it feels very Spielbergian, and just his style and how he creates emotion and the characters and everything. And so that's probably one of the reasons why I like it so much. But very good. Of course, it's very long, like all these different series he's done. And so you kind of can't really binge it because each one is maybe an hour and a half and there's many parts and they're very dense. But it's on Netflix now if you do want to watch it, if you're curious. But very grim viewing, but it's very well done. So,
boy.
And then just the World Cup. So that's it for me.
Okay. Well, my thing is very niche, I guess. But it's basically the Great British Bake Off, but it's the Great British Interior Design Challenge. Huh. So I'm so here for it because I love interior design.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm crafty. Not very crafty, but I like it all.
Yeah.
Like I built my desk upstairs, that kind of thing, right?
Oh, good for you.
Love it. Love building things, designing. Anyway, so I'm super here for it. It's got that British tint, which I'm obsessed with, obviously. Yeah. Just a fun, exciting watch. Now, the setup is a little different, so you don't get to connect to the characters quite as much, because it's, like, there's like three knockout rounds, mm-hmm. and then the final one, I think. But anyway, it's on Netflix, and there's also their older seasons, which you can like find. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very entertaining.
Hmm.
Love it.
I check that
all
out.
About it.
Kind of just like an easy watch. Throw it on, you know?
Exactly.
Nice.
I just watch it while I'm getting ready in the morning for like 15 minutes and before I go to bed, whatever.
Love those.
I'm probably too reliant on television. Not television, but like, what is that word? What is that word? Ah, gosh.
Media?
No, whatever. I just need like stuff going on all the time. You know?
Mm.
My mom would know.
Being stimulated?
Kinda, yeah. Not it, but it's fine.
I think you're probably... You're not alone there.
It's what I dislike about myself, though. That's why I try to listen to class. I try to listen to more and more classical music.
It can be helpful.
To access my brain a little better.
Mm.
But, anyway.
Who's your favorite composer?
It's hard to say. I don't know.
Think on it.
I really like... Yeah, think on it. If I say the wrong thing, my mom's gonna... Not a bit happy with me.
Oh.
So.
Yikes.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna even say anything.
Okay.
Delicate subject.
Okay.
Fair enough. I get from all directions. It's like all my friends are obsessed with classical music.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I know. No, okay, that's... whenever anyone asks what kind of music I listen to, they always, I like tell them, and they say, oh. And they always are like, oh, I would have thought you just listen to classical music. Yeah, I know.
I don't get that, but...
Huh? It happened in middle school a bunch. I remember the first time it happened. I was distraught. Boy named Coleman.
Coleman, Damon. If you're out there.
I like Coleman, though. It's okay.
Okay.
He might become a famous actor. That's his goal, so time will tell.
Good for him.
Yeah. He's anything? Really good, so...
Okay. Anything else?
A little short, but... Like Paul Newman. Nope, I'm done. I gotta go to work.
Okay. Well, okay, so next week, I think that's about it for today.
What is next week?
Sicario.
God, get Cooper on. Pick the time that's good for Cooper instead of me.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, so we'll have that for next week, and Brayden should be back again. Never know.
Never know.
But thank you so much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed it. We sure did.
Sure did.
And we'll see you later.
Okay.
Ta.